So, Kevin, first of all, why was Nigel Adkins the right man to replace Nigel Clough as Sheffield United manager?
I think the real answer is track record. You know, he's undoubtedly accomplished much as a manager over the last 10 years or so. Initially starting with the smaller club, Scunthorpe, who he got to the Championship on two occasions, and then more recently, Southampton, in a similar position to ourselves in League One, took them from League One through to the Premiership. So his CV says it all. And the quality of the person that you meet and talk to, well-experienced in life as well as in football, and obviously a guy who can get the best out of players with a good coaching staff, the best tactics to tackle firstly League One to get us out there as quickly as sensible.
Was that ultimately, it had to be a manager who had won promotion from this division before, because Sheffield United has been in League One, the fans would say, for too long?
Yes, sort of. I mean, it was one of saying what we'd really like, and we have interviewed some very good candidates, but what we really like was someone who's actually done it and has been seen to do it in a way where, firstly, with an unstylish club with respect to Scunthorpe, great neighbours, and then secondly, obviously, with a big club like ourselves in Southampton. So Nigel's probably the best qualified amongst everyone, every manager that's around.
He's already talked about, you know, we have to get promotion from this division first, but ultimately the end game is to get Sheffield United into the Premier League. How realistic is it that he can do a Southampton where he got them back-to-back promotions, or at least can do it in a short time frame?
I don't think he would have joined Sheffield United unless he believed that he'd got, firstly, support from the board for the resources needed to get back to the Premiership, and secondly, a club that's got all the facilities and the capabilities to be a Premiership club again. I think the two, you know, the club and himself go together.
How important is it as well that you've got a manager who can potentially engage with the supporters? They seem to have had a lot of support for this appointment. They wanted Nigel Adkins. How important was that for you?
Well, you know, Bramall Lane, you know, we've got fantastic support, far and away above any other League One club and far and away above most of the Championship clubs. And with success of the style of play and perhaps a bit more adventure in goal scoring, Bramall Lane will be a cauldron again. It will be one where teams will be wishing not to come, and that's what we need to reinvigorate, and I believe Nigel can do that for us.
Did you feel any more pressure on this appointment, given that Sheffield United, I think, have made their eighth permanent manager since 2007? That's a lot of managers, isn't it?
Well, look, there's always pressure. When you're in the hot seat of having to make decisions which represent the thoughts and ideas of many supporters who, you know, obviously don't understand what has to go on in the background, when you've got to make those decisions, you do it in the best interest of the club and the people who serve that club, which of course include the supporters amongst others. And they're not taken lightly. You don't make changes on the spur of the moment. You actually work out what's gone wrong or what needs fixing and whether you think you've got the right personnel to achieve the aims and ambitions of the club. And that's how decisions are made. It's not just a seat of the pants.
Have you become a sacking club, though? I mean, you've had so many managers since Neil Warnock.
That's a silly expression to make. If you trace a lot of clubs, they've had to make changes. There's always reasons why you do make changes, and those reasons are ones that are worked out from balanced people for the right reason for the club.
In terms of Nigel Clough specifically, why did you feel it was right to sack him? I mean, there's a lot of talk about a meeting with yourselves and with a manager. Did he talk himself out of a job?
Look, I think Nigel did his best. I think maybe he found League One more complicated than he believed. But he's only got to trace back the number of recruitments of new players that we've made this last season that's gone by, and also the results that we achieved at Bramall Lane alone. And it was a disappointing season. Yes, you can say from the outside we finished fifth, but expectations were far higher. Given the players that came on board, given the sums of money that were available for transfer fees for players in.
What does it say then about the job that Nigel Adkins is going to do? Does he have to win promotion and otherwise he's going to face a similar fate?
Well, look, he's on a three-year contract, and that probably in itself says he's got time to sort out the club. Hopefully he can do it as soon as possible, because that's what we all want to see happen as fans. As a board, we really want to see genuine progress to be a better club and a better first team on the field of play at Bramall Lane to bring us success.
Competitive budgets. We saw the big spending teams doing pretty well last year. You're going to have a team like Wigan coming down who are going to get parachute payments. Are Sheffield United going to provide Nigel Adkins with the money he needs to win automatic promotion?
I think the answer goes from what we've done before, and if you trace through this last few seasons, supporters sometimes don't, you'll see we've always provided additional money to support a manager in the belief that we are going to be successful and in this instance get out of League One. that same sort of support will exist next season.
Do you think that he has to make a lot of changes, or do you think there's the infrastructure within the squad to compete immediately?
Oh, it's a difficult one to answer. I can only say, I suppose, on reflection, looking at many of the new players brought in, and some were injured and didn't play as many games as one would wish, and I think some of the players are pretty good. Maybe tactics have got to change. Maybe there's obviously got one or two key players to be brought in that make the difference. That's up to the manager, not the board directors.
How tough was it on the club financially not to win promotion, to have to face another season in the third tier?
Yeah, very tough. And say expectations for United in League One are always high, and whatever the reason, we've lingered too long in League One, so we had to make decisions. We've made those decisions. We're looking forward to the new season. It's a great challenge with support from the board to help the manager achieve our joint aims.
Do you think that you have found the man now? You've needed someone, haven't you? Maybe could inspire the team, inspire this club, and get it going again, get it back moving forward again.
Well, I said I did try and get Nigel 2 years ago, but it wasn't the right time for him. It is now, and I'm very, very delighted.